Hello, I'm Northwest Now associate producer Chris Anderson here with a quick audio preview of what you'll be seeing on this Friday's show. Over the past couple of decades, free speech has come under fire. A decade ago, there were concerns over left-leaning institutions and organizations canceling those who didn't share their progressive viewpoints. And more recently, we've seen efforts from right-leaning organizations and political leaders, like President Trump, who has taken aim at late-night comedians who sometimes tell jokes aimed at him, and a successful effort to defund public media whom he believes feature programming that don't jibe with his conservative views. What is the future of free speech? What exactly are our rights, and how much does the First Amendment actually protect? We'll hear from University of Washington professor James D. Long, who says the First Amendment is complex and there are limits to what we can get away with saying without retribution.
I think free speech is a broad thing, and it has a particular meaning with respect to the First Amendment. So it has a particular legal meaning that I'll let Andrew talk about. But I think there's a broader cultural aspect to it as well, which is that the First Amendment protects citizens from the government, but it doesn't protect citizens from each other. And so I think the culture of free speech is not just about having First Amendment protections, but also that citizens are allowed to freely express themselves without fear of cancellation for speech that otherwise would be protected by the First Amendment.
We'll also hear from Seattle University law professor Andrew Siegel, who says the First Amendment is aimed at protecting the rights of people who speak out against the government.
The constitutional right is a right against government, and that's, I think, the point that we all want to emphasize. It's a right against all different levels of government, imposing censorship upon people, imposing punishments, providing government benefits only to people of particular viewpoints. To bring an action under the First Amendment requires government action, state action, or government interference in some way. A lot of things the government can do to regulate speech that are okay if they're neutral and things like that, but when the government starts imposing viewpoint distinctions, making content-based distinctions, limiting speech altogether in certain areas, then we run into the problems the Constitution is speaking to.
You can see our entire show on concerns about the future of free speech in America Friday night at 7:30, only on KBTC.